the Steve Cochran Show.
It's 8:41. Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month is this month, and the Center for Enriched Living CEO, Harriet Levy, is here. I've mentioned before, my brother is still in town, and he encourages me to discuss this to help others. He has special needs, and he's 60 years old, and we grew up in a small town where he didn't have the kind of resources that folks have now. So I salute the work you do.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to see you here. What can we do to help?
Well, this is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and we just want to make people aware of the fact that people with developmental disabilities are, they want to lead full and rich lives in the community.
Mm-hmm.
They want to work, they want to have friends, they want to live in the community, and a place like the Center for Enriched Living enables them to do that.
What do? You teach all aspects?
I break it into three pieces. We have social enrichment.
Mm-hmm.
We bring people together, connect them to friends, connect them to peers, and also connect them to the community. And really being out there playing and recreation and bowling and going to concerts and whatever your life is, that's what their life is as well and should be.
I've always thought of this, you know, as I've gotten older, and my brother's a couple years older than I am, but, you know, I know you know this as well. You learn so much more from people who have extra challenges than you'll ever teach them.
Right.
But recognizing the challenges they have while you treat them perfectly normally, I think, is the way to go.
They are perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with them. They just learn different. We all learn differently.
Yeah.
So the other thing we do is our day program is it allows an opportunity to learn when they're out of school at age 22.
Okay.
Learning should never stop. I mean, just look at the For all of us. Look at the template for your life,
mm-hmm.
for my life. I love to do yoga. I love to go out there and walk by the lake. I love to be with my friends. I love to go to the theater. Our members want the same exact things. So we have a day program that meets that continued learning opportunity and vocational skills. So we have this Reach for Success program at the Center for Enriched Living.
And do you have arrangements with employers?
The third part of what we do is employment. 85% unemployment for this population.
85%. Wow.
Which is ridiculous.
It really is.
People want to work. It brings meaning and purpose to their day. They want to be out in the community, and they're great workers. We have three people with disabilities working at the center. If we're going to encourage others to employ people with disabilities, we need to walk the walk and talk the talk.
No question.
And there are some of our best employees. They show up every day.
Yep.
They do a great job.
They enjoy it.
And they love it, and they're part of a community. And that's the thing. When we go to work, we're part of a community. We're connected to other people, and our day has meaning and purpose.
So we need more businesses who are going to step up and say, I want to bring the population in because I know they're going to do a good job for me and give them an opportunity.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know, like Jewel, for instance.
And
Jewel does a
Goodwill
nice
is another one.
Goodwill
is huge.
Goodwill does a nice job.
Right.
Jewel does a nice job.
Right. And we're trying to expand those opportunities. And Jewel and Mariano's, they're fabulous.
Yeah.
But there's more out there. There's
of course.
Big companies. There's small businesses. There's small community businesses. There's so many. You know, when we go looking for a job, we have unlimited opportunities. It's the same holds true for people with developmental disabilities. And they all have skills. And they all have capabilities.
Yeah, don't assume what people can't do. Celebrate what they can do.
You got it.
Right.
You got it.
Right.
That's the message. Absolutely.
How do people get in touch with you about the organization, whether they want to help or maybe they've got a kid that may need those services down the road, you know, any of those things?
We have a website, centerforenrichedliving.org. Call us at 847-948-7001. And we have an employment information evening this Thursday at 7 o'clock at the center. We're located at 280 Saunders Road in Riverwoods. We have a second location in Hoffman Estates. And we encourage people to come, call us, come to our employment information night on Thursday at 7 o'clock. And we'd love to see you.
Now, we have a big audience, you know, all over the Midwest and around the country. The Center for Enriched Living can't do it for everybody. So do you focus on the neighborhoods you serve, or how does that work?
We have no geographic boundaries.
Okay.
And at our location in River Woods, we serve about 55 communities.
Oh, wow.
And what we're doing now is looking at other communities that are underserved. And there's a, as you know, with a brother with a developmental disability, there's a great, great need out there.
Sure.
So we expanded to Hoffman Estates, and now we're looking at Naperville. And our next location we're looking at would be Chicago.
That's great.
The need is great. And even nationwide we're considering. You know, there's no limitations on the work that we can do.
Entirely privately funded?
100% privately funded.
It's a lot of work.
Our budget's close to $4 million. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Of course it is.
So that our members live their best lives, as we all should.
What brings you to this work?
I've done this since college.
Is that right?
Yeah. I was a special ed educator. I have a special ed degree.
Sure.
And I just sort of fell into working at the Center for Enriched Living probably about 40 years ago. And I've been doing it ever since. I absolutely love it.
My daughter works with kids with autism every day as a behavioral analyst, a BCBA. And it is a wonderful line of work. It takes an amazing amount of patience. But for kids getting into teaching, I mean, you were ahead of the curve. You were special ed before special ed was the place to go.
Yeah. And there's such a great need. So kudos to your daughter for doing this work. And, you know, we serve people with Down syndrome, with autism, anything, you know, any developmental disability, cognitive and developmental disability. So, and there's great, great people out there doing great, great things. But more needs to be done. There's just too many barriers for people with developmental disabilities to lead their best and most brilliant lives.
You want to talk about a couple of fundraisers coming up?
Well, I sure do.
Go ahead.
Well, Monday, May 6th, we have our wonderful Chef's Night. It is probably one of the best charitable events of the year. We have about 40 restaurants, purveyors. We have beer providers and whiskey and bourbon and wonderful food from restaurants throughout Chicago. And the ticket is about $90. We're also
cheap.
Looking for sponsors. Our sponsors are really what help us raise about $500,000 for that
That's
evening.
Great. And these chefs come in, they cook,
they bring amazing dishes.
Sure.
Every year it's different. They change it up every single year.
But they have quinoa and kale, Dave.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Not much, but some. There will
some.
Be some very
well,
healthy
some.
Food.
Don't eat
very
much.
A lot.
Just some.
Yeah, Dave's a big healthy eater. They have booze, though, Dave. You love the booze.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah, that's true. That's May 6th. Give me another one.
Well, we have our golf event over the summer. We do a golf outing every year. We do two big events. That's it.
But the events tab on the webpage, I'm sure, takes you there
yes,
as well.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the paint party?
Oh, well, tomorrow night, actually, it's Tuesday night, it's an inclusive event. Our members have Arts Night on Tuesday nights. So we're inviting the community to join us to paint with our members, and it's $25 a person.
Okay.
Again, you could go to our website or call 948-7001-847 area code and sign up.
And is it Riverwoods?
That's in Riverwoods, yes.
And that's from 6 to 9 tomorrow night. When you say paint with our members, you sit down with one of the folks? And
we just sit together as a community.
Yeah.
Where, you know, no one is identified as having a disability or an ability or whatever. It's just we all sit together as a community, and we have our canvas and our paintbrushes. We talk. We get to know each other. And we have fun.
But I can't paint. Am I going to bog down my buddy, whoever I sit with?
Doesn't matter. You don't have to be an artist.
No Mona Lisa's coming for me.
That's okay.
Again, I salute the work you do every day. And I don't know if you want to recognize anybody that you work with or any of your people, but I'm sure there are too many to name. Probably.
Oh, well, we love our members. We love our staff. I want to say kudos to our staff. We just got accredited last week by the Council on Quality and Leadership is one of the leading accreditors of agencies
like
ours.
That's a big deal.
So I'm very proud of them and very proud of our members because they come every day and they lead their best lives. They're wonderful people.
Yeah.
Great community.
And for you employers, if a company wants to get involved and say, listen, I don't know what to do, but I know I'd like to help, they could contact you too?
Absolutely.
Center for Enriched, with a D, Enriched Living. .org, centerforenrichedliving.org, and all the appropriate links are right there.
Absolutely, yes.
Nice to see you.
Yes, thanks, Steve.
Thanks for the
for
work you're doing.
Thank you so much.